The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the day after the election, the 6th of November, 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Okay, David.
Good morning.
So, what'd you do last night?
Last night, I was an observer at the senior center for the elections there, and just observed and even helped clean up a little bit.
You were an observer? Folded election up. Observer?
Yes, sir.
And you went to the press conference yesterday, too.
Yes.
Oh, you're just right into this thing.
Yeah. Very, very interested in the elections and...
Oh, yeah.
And
of course. I think we all are. Did you learn anything?
I did. When I was listening to the news, it was almost like it was going to be the observers versus the poll workers, and it was going to be contentious, and I did not experience that at all. I was welcomed in. They answered all of my questions. I said, hey, I've got a lot of dumb questions, because I came in very humbly as a learner trying to learn.
Sure.
And they were very kind to us and answered all of our questions.
So, in other words, it would be some of our media giants would love to blow up all the problems we have here. Department of Justice was here making sure that there wasn't riots at the polling places like they were last time, and there were none. So, anyway.
Yeah, everything went really smoothly.
Speaking of elections... I didn't really start watching until 10 last night, and I'll tell you why. Maybe 9:30, because I was right in the middle of a good movie. But the other thing was, I'm just happy it was over. But then when I switched over and I went to, I started off with MSNBC, and I see their faces. They didn't even have to say a word. I went, whoa. And then... it appears today, my friends, is that we have a new president. His name is Trump, and one of the greatest comebacks in political history. Both sides are saying this. MSNBC, Fox, it's one of the biggest comebacks from any political person. Maybe Nixon when he was close. But to have Donald Trump not only win the Electoral College, but as of right now, and it should hold, he won the popular vote. Everything that when he won, everybody's pointing and saying, well, he didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the popular vote. This is why we need to do away with the Electoral College. Well, he won the popular vote, too. And the Republican Party took over the Senate with 51. So they control the Senate, too. I'm not sure about the House. Last time I looked, it looked like the GOP was ahead, but I'm not sure, things coming in. Nevada and I think there's another state. Was it Nevada and Michigan? Maybe too close. Still to call, but right now it doesn't make any difference because Trump's won. And in his speech... and I didn't listen to his speech, it was just excerpt, said, promises made will be promises kept. So we'll see. But what I find just so intriguing is that every big name came in for Harris. I mean, all the celebrities, the news organizations, when you look at the number of favorable versus unfavorable stories, Harris got got many, many favorable stories. A large percentage, Trump all got negative from this group. And I'm talking mainstream. they went to the debate. Harris did, you know, Harris did what she was supposed to do. Anytime they asked her a question that said, what are you going to do about this? She pivoted it and stuck it going in a different direction than they let her. Nobody ever fact checked Harris. They fact checked Trump, as we know. So everything was set up for this man to lose, except the one thing they forgot was that the people, we the people, are just pissed off. We've had it. We've had it with inflation. We've had it with the borders. We've had it with our infrastructure. We've had it with our military being torn down, being, you know, can't even recruit for our military. We've had it. We've had it. And I'm talking about my Democratic friends. I'm talking about my Republican friends. But the biggest shift was on those independents. Came in strong for Trump. And this one, they had this one poll said, prefer neither. Okay? Which one do you prefer? Neither. But they voted. And they voted overwhelmingly for Trump in this one state. Who do you prefer? Neither one of them. I don't like either one of them. Which was easy to do. But they voted. So, there's not glee in my voice. That's not it. It's just that the Democrat Harris had a burden on her back when she started. That was almost, if people looked at it logically, it was almost insurmountable. The economy, the immigration. She was carrying not only trying to, you know, doing, you know, at the last minute, coming in and doing a campaign, but she was carrying Biden on her back. And Biden kept adding more rocks as they moved through the campaign by calling, you know, supporters of Trump garbage and all that kind of stuff. And if I hope you haven't, but the term Nazi, fascist. I mean, come on. What Trump. And Trump, I'm not saying Trump hasn't made mistakes, but his whole message should have been like that daggone commercial he played last Sunday. People aren't working. If you say something, you get canceled and lose your job. Something that was perfectly fine 6 years ago. It got empty grocery carts. And this was on, I think it was MSNBC last night. The guy's talking. He says they're talking to, you know, the Pennsylvania, and these are union guys. These are people that work. But he said they're hurt. They can't even, the ones that work at the auto plants get, you know, huge discounts. They were not buying new vehicles because they didn't know what the economy, were they going to have enough money to buy food? Literally. I mean, these are union workers, you know, and forget the trip to Disneyland. We can't do it because we don't know what's going to happen. So it's quite interesting. Now, locally, and we have, you know, let me just throw this one out. They've only got 25% reporting as of this morning, I guess, at 4 o'clock this morning. 25% reporting. District 3, Corky's leading by 10%. For the two-year term, with 37% reporting, Aaron Reznor is leading by 4 percentage points, 3,400 to 3,100. Reading City Council, 4 years. I would say Paul DeNuca has a pretty good chance of holding, you know, of him being one of our next city councilmen. He's got a 20-point lead on his closest competitor. And his closest competitor is Michael Littow, and with Josh Johnson right behind him, and David Backus and Ian Hill. So it goes 41% to 21% to 17%. But again, it's only 37% reporting, and there's going to be a lot of changes there. LaMoffa won big, as to be expected. Megan Daly won bigger, to be expected. And Heather Hadwick right now is leading Knesset Audet, but still, there's a lot of votes to be counted out there. So, what can I say? Except that I of course, turned over to Morning Joe this morning. I did get up a little bit early. And I wanted to see Scarborough and what's that woman's name, Nika? You know, they're saying, well, this is why this and this. And Nika never said a word, not one word. She's sitting there in black, you know, black dress. It's like, well, Nika, come on. Come on. What's your comments on, you know, no, she's not talking. She's PO'd, you could say. All right. If you want to go to the Marine Corps ball this year, this Saturday, it's way too late. We've sold out there. And thank you. Thank you, Reading and Shasta County, and for our friends that want to join and for the 249th birthday ball. But what else? Okay, we have the Veterans Day Parade. It's going to be this Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. out at the city of Shasta Lake along Shasta Lake Boulevard. If you want to get there early, they're having a pancake breakfast, pancake, eggs, coffee, milk, sausage, orange juice at the firehouse there.
And I heard this is the second largest Veterans Parade in our state. Is that?
Yeah, it's the largest one, yeah, except for Fresno.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. About 100 entries there. Linda and I'll be there. They're going to, it starts, like I said, at 10. Get there no later than 9:30, I would say, because they start shutting off the roads. So get there by 9:30, grab yourself a seat, or get there early and have yourself breakfast. It's a good breakfast. Okay, what else do we have here? O2 Employment Services is having something here, but that's November 15th, and we'll get to that later. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And, you know, this is what I like to tell people is reach out. If you're a Republican, reach out to your Democrat friends. This is our nation. And if you're Democrats, reach out to the Republicans. This is our nation. This is all of us, but whoever we are. And we want to move it forward. Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, Troy.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Sounds cool.
Oh, Country Road.
Copperhead Road.
Oh, Copperhead Road. Okay, got it. 7:21 in the morning here on the 6th of November. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, only four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. But they've won awards as being one of the best small banks in the nation. They're a pleasure to do business with. We've moved our accounts over to Cornerstone over the last couple of years. They do treat you as I mean, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. What can I say? Yet they offer all the services of the big banks. Plus, they're involved in so many community events and activities. Cornerstone Community Bank. Drop by any of the banks and learn more, or just go to bankcornerstone.com. They offer it all, and they're a local bank. Okay. The elections, I guess we could talk about something besides elections, but there's nothing in the news except the elections, David. So what's your take on this, buddy? I mean, you're in that group. Which generation are you?
So my mom was a Union Democrat, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, looking back, retrospect, I think, you know, looking at like NAFTA,
mm-hmm.
I believe that was Clinton's.
Yeah.
Democrats, right?
Whoa. That kicked off a lot of, you
that
know.
Hurt. And so when Trump came out originally and he was against NAFTA, mm-hmm. That had people listening. That's what got people listening. But it was hard to get through his divisive kind of rhetoric, which turned a lot of people off, of course.
New Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
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 And I think that's...
I mean, I don't even know if I'd want to go have dinner with him, except I understand him in out of the limelight, he's a very personable, nice, funny guy.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. So.
And so then I started seeing the media more and more kind of soundbite him and even misrepresent things he had said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, taking things out of context and then, yeah.
So here we are.
Well, here's from USA Today. Donald Trump wins presidency in stunning political comeback. Donald Trump overcomes political obstacles to win second term, including 2020 loss, two impeachments, criminal convictions, and assassination attempts. Yes, yes. You know what? Somebody doesn't quit. You know, one of the things that I value the most, one of the leadership traits that I value the most is tenacity. Don't give up. Don't stop fighting. Fight till you're dead. Fight you can't breathe anymore. And I think Trump is embodying that he is not
quit. He didn't quit. And he, you know what? And he kept coming back no matter what was said, no matter what was done, he gets shot. And that, that ad, which I've addressed a couple of times, ends, that one on Sunday, ends with him surrounded by Secret Service, his face bleeding, the blood coming down, his fist is in the air, and you can see him saying, fight, fight, fight. And when you think about it, and there's no way this man should have won based on if you just listen to mainstream media and all, you know, and talk shows like, I mean, I've never watched The View, but I do see excerpts from, you know, I see, you know, statements they make. And then all the heavy hitters in Hollywood, every one of them, it seems like, I mean, the real heavy hitters, you know, they've got others that are like B-levels that came out for Trump, except for Joe Rogan, who came out yesterday or the day before the election. So, wow. Anyway, they're already prepping policies or plans to oppose Trump policies. Republicans win control of the Senate. Okay, why is that important? It means Supreme Court justices and all the federal judges are appointed for lifetime. For the next 4 years, it's going to be Donald Trump putting people into the Supreme Court in those federal positions, and it's the Senate who can, you know, what will vote for it. You figure it's probably going to appoint maybe 2 Supreme Court justices over the next 4 years. Because these guys are aging out and they're going to see it. They may stay a couple years and then retire. So that's a big thing. The border. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think the day he comes on the border shuts down. However they do it.
Did you see his speech last night?
You know what? The only part I saw was an excerpt that said, promises made will be promises kept.
It was very short. And he addressed illegal immigration,
uh-huh.
And he talked about a path to citizenship. I didn't catch all the details, but he did say we do want immigration.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
And he kept it short and sweet. So I'm going to go back and listen to it again.
It's because he won. 52 Republicans in the Senate, 42 Democrats. I think they have 4 or 5 that. Usually, you know, they say they're independents, but they usually go to the Democrats. And right now, it's got, you need 218 House members to control it. And right now, it's the Democrats have 177 and the Republicans 197. But a lot of people think that the Democrats can flip the House. And votes that are... too close to call is Nevada and Arizona still. So we'll see. Okay, we're going to do an early break, and we'll be right back.
Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Welcome back. You only get mugged if you go downtown. No.
Wrong part of the song.
Life's going to be better.
Yes.
Life's going to be better. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just been doing this for well over 20 years. He's been through all the big schools. And then he learned his job. So what can I say? Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. I fixed a crack on my windshield, 8-inch crack on my windshield 17 years ago. And you still can't see it. Yes, and I still have the same truck. Yeah. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. If you're not sure, bring your vehicle in, car, truck, SUV, or RV with those big windshields, down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. This is Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst, good guy. And I'm here with Belinda Brookings. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
The former Miss Reading Rodeo, because we've just crowned a new one.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. But you are going down and competing in Miss Rodeo California.
Yes, sir. I leave this evening, actually, to make my way down south to San Luis Obispo.
So. Okay. So, tell us about you.
My name is Belinda Brookins. I am local to Northern California, in Trinity County, to be exact, in the small, small town of Lewiston. I'm sure a lot of our locals here have made the trek up over Buckhorn to see our scenic views and beautiful hospitality, and I'm very excited to be able to bring the true Northern California to the state of California with professional rodeo. I know a few years back, Miss Jackie Scary represented us very well as Miss Rodeo California, and I'm excited to bring my own take to it and to make that connection even further north.
Yeah, we ran into Jackie at the NFR when she was going for Miss Rodeo America.
Yes.
So, and, well, we've gotten to know you, and you're just a great representative for our area up here.
Thank you.
Well, you have been. And so what's this entail? It's one thing for here in town. I mean, you still go through interviews, and you have your horsemanship and in that. But what's it like when you're going to be competing down there? Give us a picture of it.
So the Miss Rodeo California pageant for 2025 is a little bit different since years past. Mm-hmm. This year, including myself, we have 8 contestants, which since COVID came through and the pandemic, they've only had a couple handful of contestants, 3-ish
girls. Wow, because there's a lot more rodeos than that.
Yes, there is. And so to be able to compete for this title, you have to have held a title in California. So now the rules change. It doesn't matter if it's PRCA, if it's a local title, if it's CCPRA. You have to hold a queen title. And then you have to be of a certain age. You have to not have any felony records. They have a little list of rules.
They have a clean background.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't want somebody that's been arrested 3 times.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. And so when I get down to slow, I have, I think, 16 outfits to wear in 3 days. And so within the pageant, Western fashion is quite large, and it's been really fun to put together some outfits that show my personality. And all of those will be showcased in our personal interviews, our horsemanship interviews. We have some kind of meet and greet, farmers market activities. We'll have a horsemanship portion where we get to ride horses that are sponsored to the pageant. So
none of you all know that horse.
Nope.
Right? You meet that horse when? How soon? Do you get?
We draw 5 minutes or something. Yep. We draw our first horses. We get 5 minutes. We perform our first pattern. Then we swap horses, and it's kind of a pat and go style. You just hop on, adjust your stirrups, and away you go. So I think that's a really interesting portion to it, and I'm excited because I like to ride a lot of different horses.
Well, they're seeing if you can ride. And,
exactly.
But I guess, when I heard that, it's, it could be, hopefully the horses they provide are solid horses,
yes.
But every horse can have an off day, as
yes,
we
they
know.
Can.
And that just doesn't help.
No, it
but
doesn't.
But how many horses do you ride during this part of it?
I'll be riding 2 different horses.
2 different horses.
And the ranch that sponsored it, they're going to bring extra horses. So
Just in case.
Yep. If we determine a horse is having an off day, we can always swap out. And everything is completely fair. We draw for horses. Everyone gets a fair chance.
So what do you do with the horses? I mean, what kind of... Okay, so you get on this brand new horse that you've ridden for 4 or 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you have to do?
First, we have to perform a pattern that they've given us. We have 5 different patterns, and they're not technically reining patterns in specific, but we have to showcase certain skills. So that would include a stop, a back, a spin, and being able to showcase that we can pick up proper leads and change leads and different paces on this horse. And then we're going to get on our second horse and perform a freestyle pattern. So that's a pattern that we get to make up on our own.
Okay.
And so the big gist of it is you're showing the judges that you can ride and that you know that you can recognize when you mess up and when you're doing something right. We understand that these horses are not going to perform like they would if we've been riding them for 10 years. We don't know these horses, but they've deemed that these horses do know all of these maneuvers. But what they're really looking for is your horsemanship and how well you're able to correct the horse and direct the horse and how well you present yourself on horseback.
Because when you go to other rodeos when you were Miss Reading Rodeo.
Yes, I did.
If you weren't hauling your horse down the road, you'd get one of their horses.
Yep.
So it's important that you feel comfortable on a horse you don't really know.
Yes.
It's one thing to bring old Paint down the road and you know how he or she's going to react, but get on another horse. So I find that interesting, but I can see the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, no, if I'm going to be representing the state of California at the professional level, I'm not only going to be within California, I'm going to be traveling throughout the United States, visiting lots of different rodeos.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was, as much as I'd love to bring my horses with me, that could definitely be a little bit of an extra expense there, traveling
and
having them
you
go with
think?
Me. So.
Yeah, that could be. So, you have how many outfits do you have?
I believe I have about 16 different outfits. I did pack lots of extra stuff just in case, because you never know.
Is your truck big enough to take it all down there?
I hope so. Yeah. I'll be packing it here shortly after I get off the radio with you.
Because
so,
you're leaving today.
Yep. I leave today, and orientation is tomorrow, like mid-morning. So,
okay.
I have a bit of a drive ahead of me, and with our work schedules and everything, ideally I would have already liked to be down there, but we're going to be rolling in, and at least I've got everything
now,
ready.
You've got people that go with you, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you have like a chaperone? Because, I think that's the right name.
Yes.
Because after Linda won and she went to Miss California, she had a chaperone with her, and they had remained friends ever since.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is.
I'm so excited to meet the rest of the contestants and the rest of the board that's down there. I've gotten to communicate with some of them, but I'm excited for these connections. But when we get down there, when I check in on Thursday, I hand over my cellular devices, all electronics, and I get to be paired up with one of my other contestants, and we get to share a hotel room. And I don't really get to have contact with my friends or family or anyone.
So they take your phones, they take everything, and you can't get on computers? Or?
Yep. So they don't they don't take it, but I'll leave it with my family that'll be down there.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
It's just to make the playing field fair.
Yeah.
And we did a little bit of that with Reading Rodeo, and I believe that's the way it should be, to keep everything fair and square. And so they get to watch – family gets to watch our events and kind of be there, but they don't get to talk to us specifically. We will have chaperones, and if there's an emergency, they do have a plan in place for that.
Of course.
But I'm really excited to just even to be a part of it. This is quite big for me, and the people I'll meet and the connections and being able to go down to San Luis Obispo will be amazing.
So Lewiston isn't that big a town.
No.
So did you see yourself when you were growing up doing something like this? Were you interested in something like this?
To be honest, I grew up within the sport of rodeo. Located in Trinity County, it was difficult because we either had to travel to the coast to go to events or travel down here to the valley. And we didn't have a whole lot of horse activities locally. So we spent the money and the time. We traveled all over, did junior high rodeo, high school rodeo, and then I was an intercollegiate rodeo athlete. And I really fell in love with, as most people do, the ambiance of the event. Mm-hmm. And the announcers, the action, the music. It's, if you've never been a part of the sport of rodeo, go to one because you'll fall in love. When I got done with college rodeo, I was looking for another way to become involved in the sport of rodeo because I didn't feel I was at the level to or the skill set to go to the next level within a professional association. And so with my background in public speaking and public relations, it's like, a queen title may be good for me. And being on the competitor side of things, I got to meet a lot of queens and be around a lot of queens. And I did feel that I could make an impact within the queen industry and maybe raising the bar as far as our horsemanship and how we can become better ambassadors for our sport. And so that's what led me to be here today and run
for
California.
Well, you have been such a great representative for Reading Rodeo, Linda. And everybody is so sold on you. And I hope those people down in San Luis Obispo can see that because you'd be a wonderful, wonderful representative for the state of California. And then you go to the NFRs.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins this goes to the NFRs, and we'll see you there.
Yep.
Also, because after you win,
yep,
we'll see you there.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Belinda Brookins. No G.
No G.
No G, Brookin.
Yep.
And she was Miss Reading Rodeo, and she's running for Miss Rodeo California. And she's just a delightful young lady that we've gotten to know over this last year. But we're going to take a break here, and we're going to finish up so then she can get on the road down to Slow, yep, as you call it. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been voted best in the North State for 2 years in a row, 23 and 24, and it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They have a great selection of jewelry. They're super people. This is the only place we go to buy jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Can't say enough about them. We'll be right back with the former Miss Reading Rodeo and hopefully the future Miss Rodeo California. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:49 in the morning here on the 6th of November, the day after Election Day. And I have with me the former Miss Reading Rodeo, who handed her crown over to
Sachelle Mitchell, who is our 2025 Miss Reading Rodeo.
And Linda, I think, has already interviewed her one evening, and we'll have her on too here soon. Because rodeo is, NFRs are coming quick, but Belinda is running for, Belinda Brookins is running for, Miss Rodeo California. In fact, right after the show, she's finishing up her packing and heading down to San Luis Obispo to, compete. And if she, when she wins there, then she goes to Las Vegas in December and competes, next month, and competes for Miss Rodeo America. Is that right?
Yep, that would actually be the next year.
Oh, the next year.
So I get to, I would get to go and cheer on our current Miss Rodeo California as she competes.
Okay.
So then I would have a whole year to prepare.
Okay. You know what? That makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because Jackie Scarry, who used to be Miss Rodeo Rodeo, when we went to the NFR, she was there representing the state of California and what, a year later.
Yep.
So you've got a year to kind of like see what it's like.
Yep. Yep, okay. To get my bearings and to get all prepared for it.
Well, she's from Lewiston, and which is not a huge place.
No.
You can, in fact, it's got a good restaurant service. What's that restaurant?
There is. We have, so Lewiston is very small, old mining town right on the top of the Trinity River below the dam. Mm-hmm. So not the true headwaters of the Trinity River, but below the dam, we're located right there. Very historic, it's the place to go. This time of year, the colors are beautiful, and we have our Lewiston Hotel, the bar and grill,
That's
right
it.
There on the river.
That's it.
Lewiston. And yes. Actually, the end of this month.
We went in there the other day. It's really a nice place.
It is. It's a good spot to stay, and it's historic. The atmosphere is very family friendly, and at this time of year, it is colder. But their patio has been redone, and they do bonfires down below by the river.
Yeah.
And actually, coming up the end of this month, after Thanksgiving, is our annual bridge lighting in Lewiston, and that draws a lot of people from.
We've done that. We've been up there before when y'all did. Do y'all shoot fireworks off that?
Yes.
Also, right?
Yep. So we have fireworks. We have Santa comes across the bridge, and the kids get to meet him, and it's just a wonderful event. It's usually really packed, and it gets cold, so bring a hot beverage and a jacket if you make your way up there.
So. Okay, so you pack up your 18 outfits and your extra stuff.
Yep.
And you don't have to take your horse because they provide horses.
Yep.
And you head down to SLO, and you've got notes there. Are you – is it –
I do have some notes, but they
are.
Are
you getting everything?
Thank
yous.
Yes,
well, let's thank some people.
I have been very fortunate to have the support team I have behind me from Reading Rodeo and now carrying on to this next journey for Miss Rodeo California. And I don't think I have enough time to mention everyone who's really impacted me along my journey. But running for Miss Rodeo California, I have some sponsors I wanted to thank publicly for lending an extra hand wherever they could and really believing in this journey for myself, being small town. And a lot of them have gotten to see me with Reading Rodeo, and it's been really rewarding to have the support that everyone's given me. So I would like to give a shout-out to Elwood Ranch, Lassen Canyon Nursery, Rustic Crumble Bakery, Edge Construction, EXP Realty in Weaverville, Lacey Ann Photography, and Hartnell Cleaners for being a lot of the bigger businesses.
I saw Hartnell Cleaners did all of your stuff there.
Yes, they. I have been in and out of there so often with last minute things to get done, and they've just been a joy to work with, and it is nice because growing up, I didn't really take clothing to the dry cleaners because living in Trinity County, we don't have a dry cleaners. And then
we just took them in and we washed them on the rocks in the Trinity River.
And we hung them on the clothesline.
There you
dry.
Go.
Yep, and that worked. But for this next stage, everything's got to be a little more crisp and clean, and appearance is huge. And so Hartnell Cleaners has done an amazing job working with me on schedules and getting everything in and out in a timely fashion. And so I'm very thankful for their support for this process.
Well, we're going to go down there and bring something down there and just tell them because Belinda sent us.
Yes. Yes, you
there
can.
You
and they'll know who you're talking about.
Of course they will.
Yep.
Anybody else?
I have a few local groups from Trinity County and Shasta County down here that have also been monumental along this process. The Reading Rodeo Association has helped me so much from my last year representing them as the Miss Reading Rodeo, and now kind of spurring me on to this next endeavor. I think if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have really seen the bigger scope of things for mm-hmm. running for California. And I had a lot of support there throughout my year and a lot of people kind of helping to prepare me for this next journey. And as time got closer and closer to our application deadline for California, I was like, well, should I do it? Should I not? And I got to the point where I was like, you know what? You only live once. And
of course.
You might as well do it and see what kind of an impact you can make. And I had all the tools in my tool belt. And so might as well apply it and to be a part of something bigger and even better. I do love Reading Rodeo, and to be able to take that association and represent them as well at the bigger picture will be.
You've done a great job for us. You really have, Linda. And I wish you all had a chance to know her. But if her her brightness and her true humility and all of this, if they recognize that in San Luis Obispo, you're going to be the next Rodeo California. You're just a very fine person, and that's one of the reasons that got behind you, is because you are a fine person.
Thank you, Carl. It's been quite a ride, and that's the biggest thing that they've kind of stressed going into this pageant is. You got to be yourself.
Yeah.
You can't. It's no fun being cookie cutter. It's no fun having scriptured answers to questions. Yes, you should know your answers, but bring a bit of yourself to it.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of fun developing my outfits as being an outward expression of my personality and who I am, and to be able to answer questions in a genuine way and not premeditate a lot of it because. If I think too much about it, then I don't always give my true, honest answer. And to be able to just bring a piece of myself will be.
If they can really see that piece of you, then you got no problems. You'll be next Miss Rodeo California. Not saying anything about the rest of the young ladies that are competing, but we're real proud of you, and you've done a great job. You're a very nice person, and you are a very humble person. And that's, this can be heady, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean,
yep.
you know, so.
Very easily. It's hard to get blinded by the camera flashes, as they say. Being in, and a lot of celebrities can attest to it, being in the spotlight, which a rodeo queen is quite often.
Sure.
It's very easy to get lost in what your true meaning behind all of it is, mm-hmm. and you can get way lost in all the fame and glam of it. And so being able to stay down to earth and to stay true to your beliefs in it is what I feel very important.
Okay, final thoughts before you take off and head south.
I'm very thankful to have this community behind me. There's, like I said, I don't have time to thank everyone, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't have been able to do it without my community. Trinity County, Shasta County, the whole Northern California. I am the farthest north candidate in California by quite a bit. Most of our other contestants are Central, Southern California. And rodeo is not just a Southern California sport. It is the entire state of California. And I'm very excited to represent all of you this week at the 2025 Miss Rodeo California pageant. And I'll make you all proud.
Don't forget about us.
Yeah, you know
I
what?
I will not forget about you. I'll be back in here for another interview.
Yeah, after you win, you got to come back
yes.
and tell us all about it. Yep. And, yeah, don't forget us. Don't forget us when you've reached that elevated atmosphere.
No, I will not. A big part of my goals is to keep everyone together and to not get lost in all of it. There's so many people involved. So.
Well, the best of luck to you, and be safe driving down there.
I will
you,
do.
You don't
want to
have
much.
Any of those outfits get, you know.
Nope.
Nope. Well, good luck, and let us know. We'll be following it. And when is the decision made?
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
Okay. Expect phone calls.
Yes, will do.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be back with Reading Police Department.
Okay, kiddo.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's four more years for Donald Trump after 4 years without him. He's defeated Democrat Kamala Harris in the White House race.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
His lengthy to-do list includes recapturing energy independence, securing the border, and reviving the economy, putting the nation's fiscal house in order. Mr. Trump, with no illusions about what lies ahead.
The task before us will not be easy, but I will bring every ounce of energy, spirit, and fight that I have in my soul to the job that you've entrusted to me. This is a great job. There's no job like this. This is the most important job in the world.
And Republicans have taken the Senate majority for the first time in 4 years. Control of the House still in question. Many outstanding races in the House have yet to be called. Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota voters rejecting pro-abortion ballot measures. In Florida, a ban on abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy remains in effect. Pro-abortion initiatives did pass muster in seven other states. The stock market reacting to Donald Trump's election win with a powerful rally. Wall Street's benchmarks blasted off first thing this morning.
The Dow opened 1,100 points higher as Wall Street, Elon Musk's Tesla, banks, and Bitcoin all stormed higher following Donald Trump's win in Tuesday's presidential election. The S&P 500 rose 2%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 1.9%. Investors expect Mr. Trump's victory to lead to faster economic growth and more market-friendly policies.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House checking the Wall Street benchmarks. The Dow is up almost 1,300 points. Also, big gains for the NASDAQ and the S&P as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
My husband's a retired cop, and I worked in a hospital for years. I'm going out right now because I'm getting ready to paint my fence. It's just literally amazing. And, you know, you watch the TV articles, and you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, at least it's 100% returnable if it doesn't work. I'm not kidding you. It is the most amazing product I've ever taken.
Oh, I have a friend, Julia, who has taken a Balance of Nature now for quite some time. And she said, oh, Becky, ask your doctor about taking Balance of Nature. So I talked to my doctor about it, and she said, oh, try it.
Celebrate this season with Black Friday savings all month long. Sign up as a new preferred customer to get 50% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive Black Friday offer by using discount code Mike G.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Donald Trump's return to the White House represents a powerful revival of the U.S.-Israel alliance. Netanyahu has sent a couple of letters to the Trumps.
One from Prime Minister Netanyahu was personal. It was addressed to Donald and Melania Trump. And that's just a measure of this very strong relationship that has been built up over many years. And it's interesting that his statement begins with this phrase, history's greatest political comeback. But all eyes are now on this period where President Biden is a lame duck president. And many are asking here, just what will Prime Minister Netanyahu do next?
The BBC's Lise Doucette. Hurricane Rafael swirling past the Cayman Islands. It's expected to rapidly intensify until making landfall in western Cuba. It's forecast to hit there as a Category 2. It was another stroke of bad news for Cuba, still trying to recover from an earlier hurricane. Townhall.com. The Hour's lead story, former President Trump is our president-elect. He defeated Kamala Harris. It was a mixed outcome for ballot measures at the state level.
A costly campaign to legalize marijuana has failed in Florida, falling short of the supermajority needed for passage. The amendment was one of several high-profile marijuana measures being considered in states Tuesday, alongside 10 states that were settling measures on abortion and reproductive rights. The ballot featured more than 140 measures in states. Several states passed amendments barring non-citizens from voting, something already banned by federal law. California passed a measure strengthening penalties for certain crimes. Among the proposals defeated were school choice measures in Kentucky and Nebraska, a redistricting measure in Ohio, and the elimination of most property taxes in North Dakota. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Los Angeles, a former federal prosecutor, Nathan Hochman, has won election as the L.A. County District Attorney, defeating George Gascon, unseating the incumbent, known as the godfather of progressive prosecutors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the day after Election Day, the 6th of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And this is national... not quite half the country is cry yourself to sleep. And the other...
It is National Stress Awareness Day.
Stress Awareness
but
Day.
But it's also National Nachos Day, so maybe you can deal with the stress with some nachos today.
Okay, we'll de-stress with nachos. Hey, the weather is going to be sunny with a high near 67 today and tonight a low around 49. But we're going to have some wind gust. So we've got, warnings out. Wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. Now, Thursday and Friday, sunny, and Saturday, slight chance of showers, and then Sunday, a chance of showers, Sunday night, Veterans Day showers, Monday night showers, and Tuesday, a slight chance of showers. So we're back to the showers part here, but for the next few days, it's going to be beautiful, for the Veterans Day parade, and it's going to be nice weather. For the next few days. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this over 30 years. It's three generations are working in Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. These are really good people. They're the Kinney family. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. They'll take care of you. Okay, I'm here with Chief Brian Barner. Dun, 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 from the Reading Police Department. It was kind of a surprise, kind of rolling in here. And Corporal Brian Moore, who's in charge of the Traffic Division. So, Prop 36.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hammered.
Yeah, just...
not even close.
I know you have Brian Moore and traffic on the agenda, but thought after the post-election I'd stop in just for a little bit. And good news for law enforcement and I think for California and for our community.
70%. As of with 53% of the votes counted.
It's a start.
It's 70%. Okay.
It's a start.
What has to happen now, Chief?
I mean, we just need to continue to hold people accountable. And we were going backwards. People weren't being held accountable for the crimes that they're committing, especially retail theft and low-level misdemeanor crimes. And it just makes it difficult for our officers that are out on the street to do their job. And so, you know, this is a start. It goes back to... You know, when Corporal Moore and I were young officers on the street and we, when somebody shoplifted and they had three, it was a felony and they went to prison for that. So they got three chances. And so, yeah, I believe it's a step in the right direction. My staff is excited and hopefully this trend continues in California.
Well, this isn't just a small town problem. This has been big city problems and people were mad. I mean, you were seeing DAs being recalled in San Francisco. Oakland has been under siege, LA. I mean, the big cities, the urban, the huge urban centers, which wagged this whole state, was upset. Obviously, when you look at the vote here, 70%.
Absolutely. And I think that, the big cities started having the crime problems.
Yeah.
People, breaking windows and going in and stealing thousands and thousands of dollars of merchandise. Organized crime that were going in because they knew they wouldn't be held accountable. And, the people have spoken. So it's,
our local Walmart loses millions.
Yes.
For theft.
Yes.
I mean, that's here in Reading. That's how much money they lose.
So
how's the average officer on the street, Corporal Moore, feel about this, would you say?
I think everybody's really happy. Like Chief said, it's a step in the right direction. it's a step forward from all the steps we've been taking back with 47 and 57 and, prison realignment and all that stuff. So it's definitely a move in the right direction.
So what's the next thing that we should be trying to achieve? Okay, we're starting to put teeth back into the, 47, blunted the teeth of the lion. So now they're getting sharp again. But what else should we be looking at?
Locally, it's bed space. We need to have the space to hold people, because we can have as many programs out there for rehabilitation and to help people. But if there's no repercussion of for you not doing that, then people won't go and do those programs. So.
We've proven that.
Yeah, our local jail is, Sheriff Johnson's doing a great job and beating the drum to try to get a new jail built. But, if we want to solve that problem, the jail needs to be out of downtown and it needs to be, it's 2024. We need to have a design that is efficient for the sheriff's office and for his staff. And we need to hold people for misdemeanor crimes. And I think we'll see a difference.
We need call it what you want, call it Lego, Lego blocks. You put in, you build one that's good for 100, 120. Then you can add, like a spoke or a different floor, and you just keep adding on to it till we get that 1,000. It would be great if we could put a 500-person jail there and still keep the one we have.
Yeah, and if we've had some homicides, and we're at 7 this year, which is high for us. And
yeah, what's going on with that?
And
they seem like young shooters.
They're all young shooters. And you go back and you look at the propositions and AB 109 and not holding juveniles accountable. And I think you're seeing that. You're seeing these juveniles that have come up through the juvenile system. They were never held accountable. And now they're 18, 19, 20 years old. And they're committing violent crimes because they got away with them when they were 14, 15, 16 years old. And it goes back to you have to hold people accountable.
Well, you see, it just seems like they're all young. I know you've got one that's a 15. He was 15 when he killed somebody.
Correct.
15 years old, and then you've got others that are 17, 18, 19 into this shooting stuff, including one who shot into a truck, and then was released, who was involved in that murder.
Yeah.
I know you all put together a case and you give it to the DA, but I'd be really interested to see what happened there. The guy used a gun, was out on the streets again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we continue to work on our processes and make sure we have good communication with the district attorney and when these violent cases happen, we make sure that we have our voice and make sure that they're prosecuted to keep the community safe.
Well, you've caught every one of them.
Absolutely.
And you catch them within, like that 15-year-old that you knew, you just couldn't, you had to accumulate some more evidence, but you were pretty sure you knew who he was right away, too.
And, I credit our detective division, our hiring practices, our culture at the Reading Police Department. If you commit a crime in the city of Reading, we talk about it often. We will go and we will find you and we will take you into custody. You can go to Sparks, Nevada. You can go to Klamath Falls. But within days, our detectives will find you. One of our homicide suspects, he had committed, he had shot two people, didn't kill them up in Klamath Falls. They hadn't even put the warrant in the system from back in May. And that just doesn't happen here. And that's just a credit to the police department and the staff that we have. our detectives take pride in solving these crimes and in going and getting these people in custody within hours, within days. When these major crimes happen, they work nonstop. We have every detective. They will work 24/7 until they get somebody in custody.
It's kind of like Osama bin Laden. You can run, but you can't hide.
But it's the culture. You have to have that within your agency.
You've got to want to do that.
You have to have from top to bottom. You have to have the support of your city council, your city manager, your police chief, your captains to say, yeah, we're sending six detectives to Sparks, Nevada to go work with them and get somebody in custody.
Wow.
And that's what we do every time.
So you sent people there to help?
Absolutely.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, we had several detectives up in Oregon working with Klamath Falls, Tule Lake. We ended up getting that suspect out in the middle of nowhere up in Northeast California.
Okay. We're here with Chief Brian Barner and Corporal Brian Moore, who's in charge of the patrol division, and we're going to get to you. Okay, but Prop 36 was so important, but now the next step on that is, and I've been hearing it for, let me see, how long have we been here? 14 years? We need a bigger jail. And everybody that runs at the county level, we're going to get that jail. Well, last time they were talking about it, it was a 5-0 vote not to have the jail because of a tax, which frankly, I think the vast majority of Shasta County, if you made it a simple quarter cent sales tax, sunsets in 8-10 years, whatever, to build the jail, maintain the jail, hire the officers. I think that Shasta County go for that. And I don't understand why they don't try. I realize it's failed before, but it's because it was, you know, the initiatives were so convoluted. This should be just a real simple, let's build a jail. If you want to have more business, you want to have more people coming into town, you want to protect the stuff you have, we need a jail. You don't have to comment on that. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Thank you. As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Quarter she gets, slower we go, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Right here in Redding, California. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy started this company back in 1993, and she's been helping our community and the surrounding communities ever since. Second opinions on retirement plans, 401ks. Now that the election is done, are you going to have to make changes in things? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. And one of her financial management experts or insurance experts, two separate divisions, will be more than happy to talk to you. It's a free review and evaluation. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Well, now that we got the chief out of here. It was taking your time, Corporal Brian Moore. But I noticed that you were being, you know, nice to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us who Brian Moore is.
Been with the police department almost 20 years. Spent 7 years in traffic and then went to detectives and was fortunate enough to be able to come back to traffic and
you
as
love
a supervisor.
Traffic.
It's a good spot.
Why?
It's one of those spots where, you know, I know it sounds cliche, but you can make a difference. You know,
that's not
traffic.
Cliche. No.
Traffic affects all of us. You know, when we're standing at someone's window and they go, well, why aren't you going after the rapists and the drug dealers? And, you know, traffic affects us every morning on our way to work. I mean, how many times have we all been, where's a cop when you need one, you know?
Well, always a cop where you needed one. There'd be way too many cops. I mean, nothing against our police or law enforcement in general, but that's a whole lot of police. I mean, if you had one on every block, do you really want that?
I think that the bottom line is though that we're affected by traffic every day.
Yes,
we're
that
affected
is
by
absolutely true.
Bad drivers, and you know, in our strategic plan, that's you know one of the highlights is to reduce DUIs, reduce pedestrian injuries, and really start addressing the traffic issues in our city.
Okay. Now, let's go back to you again. Are you a local boy or come in from somebody, someplace else or what?
For the most part, my parents moved us up here when I was 9 from Riverside, so pretty much.
You're a local guy?
Yeah.
And went through school here?
Yeah.
Did you know when did you decide you wanted to become go into law enforcement? It's okay to say when you were 10.
Yeah,
I knew I was going to be a Marine about that age.
No, it was probably around 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was it?
I don't really know. I had my uncle was a sergeant down south, and so you know, I wanted to go do other things, work on race cars and stuff, and realized that probably wasn't going to happen. So
race them or work on them? both.
Yeah, maybe both. I don't know.
Oh, she said, yeah, it's like being a musician. You know, I love being a musician, but.
Right.
Yeah, one of our producers loves being a musician. He's on Cal Fire now.
Yeah.
So he can still play his music, but now he's got money to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so then you went into, did you start, oh, well, if you were from here, so you started right here with the Reading Police?
I did. I was fortunate enough to get hired as this, and my home agency.
Uh-huh.
I was a cadet here.
Okay.
Went out to the sheriff's office as a boating safety officer for a summer, and then went and finished my degree, and like I said, was fortunate enough to get picked up halfway through the academy, and haven't looked back.
Haven't looked back. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. How many motor officers do we have? I mean, I'm because I'm kind of I see them all the time, especially your motorcycle.
Yeah,
guys,
that's good.
And I, right there across the street.
Yes.
Is this a happy hunting ground? Is this the honey hole right here for if you want to give somebody a ticket? Is right across the street from us.
This is one of my favorite spots. Yes.
Let me tell you, folks, what happens is they just park here and they wave at us. That's cool. They're waving at us. We wave back, and it takes them like 3 minutes. Somebody comes by on their phone, or without their seatbelt on, or who knows what else. And out they go.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Yeah, this is a good spot, one among many in town.
Where's some other good spots?
I can't give away all my secrets.
Well, no, but I mean there are spots that you just know that somebody's going to be.
Yeah,
it's like a fishing hole. You don't want to give away the.
No, I understand that, but still, I mean, we just gave away one of the best spots in Redding, mm-hmm. right across the street, but it doesn't seem to slow you down any.
So, no, not at all.
What's the biggest problem we have here in vehicles or vehicle law enforcement?
Yeah, I think that it's kind of multifaceted. I think that we have a huge problem with pedestrian collisions and fatalities. And
we must have one of those a month, it seems like. Maybe there's more.
Yeah, we've had a pretty decent year this last year as far as pedestrian collisions, but I think that that's one of the big ones because, you know, even if and I think that that goes back to education mm-hmm. and obviously enforcement. But, you know, when somebody is involved in a pedestrian collision, and even if, you know, the pedestrian was at fault, whoever's in that family and whoever's driving that car has to live with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a traumatic experience. And so no one really comes away from those unscathed just because they are or are not at fault.
Right.
So, you know, I think that that's a big issue. And we, our legislature, you know, did away with the jaywalking.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to ask, what kind of impact did that have? Because now people can just kind of wander across the streets.
Yeah. So as far as the jaywalking, that was, you know, the way that statute was written was that's crossing between two controlled intersections. And in Reading, there's very few spots where that would be applicable. But I think that the intent of the legislature was, and I forgive me for the exact wording, but it was something like, you know, a safe walking or something along the lines of, you know, being able to walk kind of where you want. But the problem is that doesn't stop people from getting into collisions. That doesn't stop people from getting hit by cars. And so I think they were kind of going after the wrong thing on that. And, you know, pedestrians need to be aware of their surroundings, just like drivers need to be aware of their surroundings.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back, Jimmy.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, man. I worked on the park fire, worked on the shoe fire. It's been a good year.
Wow. Well, it's for firefighters. It's been a good year. What you got?
I'm just a lonely water tender driver.
Hey,
but hey,
I want to own a water truck, man. That's what I
really.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah. I mean, they only make like 5,000 or 3,000 a day just to park it someplace. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go on.
No worries. Hey, I wanted to ask the police officers,
their honest opinion about how our DA, because I called your show a couple years ago when they built the courthouse, right?
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, why are you spending all this money on a courthouse when we should have a jail? And she told me that, well, we need more administrative people to, you know, to process these cases. And it was one of those times where after I hung up the phone, I thought I should have said, of course you need more administration because we have so many repeat offenders that the paperwork is piling up. I mean, is that common sense?
Well, but it also is that county courthouse was not built by us, if I understand this right. This was a state thing. And, the state built that new courthouse. I would like to think that if that money just came as a block over to Shasta County, that they would have used it on a jail. But that's what I believe, and I'll check on that. But it wasn't the county that built it. It was the state.
Right. But and that's another point I'd like to bring up, is that if the state or the county or whoever processed that deal, why couldn't they have fought that hard to build a jail? I mean, and that's the sum total.
Well,
we need people that are repeat offenders to be incarcerated.
Oh, yes. I think the state of California just voted about having that happen. Unfortunately, as Chief Barner pointed out, and as you pointed out, we don't have the room for them. And I'll tell you this, Jim, you listen to the show. Every person that's run for the county board of supervisors promises us a jail. And that's been going on for, what, 10 years at least?
Yeah, a long time.
I ain't seen anything, have not seen anything from any of our law and order candidates about building the jail.
Right. All right, guys.
Hey Jimmy, thanks for calling, man.
Yep. Hey, you police officers, you be safe out there. The citizens love you guys. All right?
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay, Jim. That's the way I understood it, Brian. Is that this was a state bill. It wasn't a county bill.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still don't have enough judges.
Correct.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, if you remember that, or the old Subway, or Curves, which is a little gym down there for ladies. They came into being in 1960. They've been in the same spot since 1967. This is a great barbershop. I've been going there since I've lived in Reading. Never had a bad haircut. They give discounts for veterans, for seniors. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I make an appointment, go down there at that time, get a great haircut, and I'm in and out. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. And just remember, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Corporal Brian Moore from the Reading Police Department.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Yeah, we are halfway there, halfway through this hour.
Good one, Dave. I picked up on that one. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, the election results are still coming in. They're coming in slow. I can give you ones with 30% of the vote in. I'll do that toward the end of the hour. Maybe they've changed some. But I'm here with Corporal Brian Moore, who is in charge of the motor officers, which, of course, are the motorcycles, the guys with the big boots.
Yep.
Driving around. And I'm going to embarrass you here, but motor officers are on the bikes.
Yes.
There's a certain camaraderie, I'm sure, among you motor officers that, you know, do you hang around together? Do you go into the bars and, you know, punch that bag and all that kind of stuff, you know? Hey, look, I rode a Harley for way too many years not to go. Yeah. What do you all ride now?
Oh, we're riding BMWs now.
Nice. Anyway.
That's a good
Okay,
bag.
Sorry, that was me throwing up in my mouth. No. Do you have electric bikes?
We do. We have a small fleet of electric bikes from that was purchased by REU that are a lot of fun and obviously serve a purpose.
They're not like street bikes, or are they street bikes?
Yeah, they are. They're two of them are street bikes, and then four of them are like dual sport.
Okay, that you use. So I'm trying to picture them. Are they like a regular motorcycle, the electric ones? Because I know they've got electric motorcycles out there now. I think even Harley was working on them.
Yeah, they operate the same as a regular motorcycle. They're just, you know, obviously you don't have the clutch and the transmission.
Oh, you just hit the
throttle. Yeah, you twist the throttle and it goes.
It's fast?
It's pretty fast.
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the, you brought up DUI. Do we have a DUI problem here in Shasta County, would you say, or Redding, because that's your bailiwick?
We do. We, okay. You know, but I think it's probably the same problem that's shared statewide. Okay. You know, DUIs are on the rise, especially with, you know, drug DUIs,
marijuana,
prescription medication, all that stuff, you know, fits under the umbrella of DUIs. And I think a lot of times we think of just alcohol when we think of DUIs, but all the rest of those things factor in to the overall issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it used to be when you'd hear DUI, it was always booze. And right. Then they made marijuana legal. Not that people weren't smoking it before, but you need special – all your officers in traffic enforcement and motor division and all those, you go through special training to identify that kind of stuff because they're not going to blow positive on your breathalyzer there.
Correct.
So what kind of things do you look for? If that's not a secret.
Yeah, no. The body obviously has physiological changes depending on what substance is in your system. So, you know, alcohol makes the body react differently than marijuana, than depressants, than stimulants, than all those things. So it varies, and there's kind of different levels. There's training that we call A-RIDE, which is kind of looking for those physiological changes associated with drugs. And then we have DREs, which are drug recognition experts, mm-hmm. who are, you know, they're just kind of more in-depth on all of those changes in the body and being able to tell if someone's under the influence.
Well, you've seen probably a lot of combos out there. Somebody may have had a few beers and then hit a couple of joints, and where three beers might have been okay, or two joints might have been okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't smoke. But together.
Correct.
It's more than enough.
Correct.
Even if you blew less than a .08, you're still way over the edge as far as being able to drive.
Right. And it can be combos with alcohol and prescription drugs, or, you know, things especially that tell you, you know, don't use this if you're going to drink or...
Yeah, you see those things, but most, you know, don't operate heavy machinery.
Right.
Okay.
And that's
I usually ignore that because I don't have heavy machinery.
Right. But,
so that is a problem, and we've had that as a problem, and that's going to probably be a problem in this state and through the United States. And how do we slow that down?
Well, I think that...
Because I know above your pay level, but, I mean, is there ways we can do that?
Yeah, well, I think that there's education. There's educating people in regards to, you know, if you decide to drive under the influence and you get arrested, hopefully you get arrested and not hurt somebody or kill somebody.
Yeah.
But, you know, an arrest for a DUI costs, you know, maybe even north of $14,000.
Right now.
Where we have... you know, you can get a ride share for, I don't know, maybe even if a ride share costs you $100, it'd be worth it.
And there's places that offer trips home,
right?
from bars. And I know Wind River offers rides home, and if you can't make it. But yet people still make that. Of course,
yeah.
They're screwed up, so they don't make good decisions anyway.
Yeah. So I think the first thing is really education, and we work with MAD, we work with Office of Traffic Safety to kind of get that education piece out there. But it also takes enforcement, and that's the accountability. That's the accountability part of the whole thing, is enforcement and holding people accountable for their decisions. And, you know, when we're out there, we have a DUI officer that we just recently got off of our new grant. He's been with the traffic unit for the month of October, essentially, at this point. And when he's out there working, it's hard to quantify how many lives he saves by taking DUI drivers off the road.
Yes.
Because that's the reality of it.
Okay, here's something that really perturbs all of us. I have a good friend. Gets hit by a person driving on a suspended license, DUI, no insurance. Broke his sternum, destroyed his car, his truck. I mean, they had to total it. So now he had a perfectly good truck. It was an older truck. How does he replace that? The other car, I'm surprised anybody walked away from it, frankly, from what it looked like.
Right.
But this person had a suspended license, DUI, and was driving again. When can we put them, I know we go back to jail space, but if somebody does that and has, you know, they've already got a couple of DUIs and now they're in a rut, can we put them in jail?
Well, I mean, yeah, they go, obviously, the more offenses you get for DUIs and if you cause injuries to somebody, then it becomes a felony. And then, you know, being a habitual DUI driver, the consequences obviously go up. But I think, you know, it goes back to that education piece on just teaching people about making better decisions before they get behind the wheel. Because by the time they encounter law enforcement, it's too late. By the time that they hit your friend, it's too late.
It's too late. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So those, you know, as much as we would love to be able to have more of an influence in people making better decisions, you know, they still, when you decide to drink or decide to use drugs and go to get in a car, that's a decision that rests with you. Yeah, and that's where
you've got to catch them
in
a month ahead of time,
right,
to show them that this is not a good idea.
Right.
If we had we got to take a break, but if there was like a number, free rides, no questions, because my dad told me that back when I was growing up, I won't ask you, but if I don't want you driving, if you've been drinking, just call me. I'll not say a word.
Yeah.
That night. He never said that night, but I knew it was going to say something.
Yeah.
I never had to. But if there was like a citywide number that said, if you've been drinking, call this number to free ride home. Do we have anything like that?
We don't have anything like that. I mean, we have some Ubers and, you know, Ubers and ride shares in town, but definitely not like they do in the bigger cities, Sacramento and the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a program like that would be huge. I just don't, you know, I think there's a lot of moving parts with that as far as funding.
Funding's the big thing. It seems like, though, that would be a great grant. You know, we're going to give you $1 million for rides for people under the influence. Now, there's going to be people that just use it to get home. So what?
Right.
What if you could take 100 drivers that were impaired off the streets? From any place, like at a party, at their friend's house, of course, usually somebody would drive you home, but any of the bars, and it's prominently displayed, you need a ride home, it's free, call this number.
Yep.
And a taxi shows up, or an Uber shows up, or somebody, so it works.
Right. And I think that would be huge, but again,
it's funny.
Then it's targeting the people who have been drinking or under the influence to make those good decisions.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah.
When you're in the middle of the swamp up to your butt in alligators, sometimes you forget that good idea that got you there, right?
Yeah.
I'm here with Corporal Brian Moore. He's in charge of the motor officers. He's really a personable guy, I tell you what. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back for our last segment.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I got in a yard till the day that it died. It wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow, Doug Jenke's going to join me. I can't wait to hear what he says about the election. If he can string two sentences together, and the brand new Troy, who is the new Veteran Services Officer, will join us tomorrow morning, and we're going to talk about the Veteran Services Office and what they do for our veterans right here in Shasta County, getting close to our, of course, our Veterans Day and the Veteran Day events, including the parade on Saturday at the City of Shasta Lake, begins at 10, and then up at Igo at the cemetery, which is starts at 11. But get there around 10, so you can get yourself 10:30, get yourself parking's place. And it's a very beautiful ceremony up there also. But I'm here with Corporal Brian Moore, who's in charge of the motor officers. Those are the ones on the two wheels that drive around on Beamers. I guess Beamers are what more? I hate to say it, reliable, or what?
They're nice bikes.
Are they nice bikes? Yeah, I've got it.
They're balanced. They're very well thought out.
Quiet.
They are quiet.
Yeah, but I mean,
sneak up.
I bet
saturate.
I mean, if it doesn't go potato. Potato while you're there at the light. Come on. Yeah. Anyway, Corporal Moore's been telling us that the safety accidents, the DUIs, are things that really concentrating on. And the numbers of DUIs across the state, probably across the nation, aren't really dropping. Are they going, and especially here in California, because not only is it just alcohol, but then people will add marijuana and opiates while they're drinking, and that just where they may think only two beers, but then you smoke a joint, that puts you over the edge of being able to control your vehicle.
Right.
What do they call them? The alcohol stops or the
DUI checkpoints.
DUI checkpoints. And I look at that, and I'm pleasantly surprised because you're not catching a lot of DUIs. Now, you are getting other things in there.
Right.
But, but then you announce where they're going to be.
We announce that we're going to have one. We don't announce where
it's going to be. It doesn't say where it's going to be?
No, not until after.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought that it would say, hey, if you're going down Churn Creek, you might, it's going to be right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, that's word travels fast on where they're at, I'm sure, through social media or whatever.
Oh,
whatever
I imagine.
Means there are.
I imagine. Let me see here. What else? We got about 2 minutes, and only reason is because I want to go through the election results real quick.
Yeah. No, I think that, the conversation that we're having about DUIs and the significance of them,
distracted driving.
Distracted driving.
Another big thing.
Yes. And distracted driving, I think too, all too often people associate distracted driving with using your cell phone. But what they don't realize is distracted driving is anything that takes your attention away from the roadway inside the vehicle. Cell phones are a big one because they're with us all the time. But, eating, putting on makeup, trying to get something from the floorboard on the other side, just anything that takes.
That thing drops on the floorboard, and you're saying, can I reach that?
Yeah.
The other one I have seen, okay, ladies, please do not get upset here, but I see them putting on eyeliner while they're driving, and I'm thinking, how do you do that, or stuff? Usually I've seen that in larger cities when you're in traffic, and you're putting 30 minutes of makeup on in there.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck in the traffic that long.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of it, is dangerous.
And that's what you're out there for. And if you get pulled over, it's not because they're targeting you. It's because you've done something.
Right. Right.
And so distracted driving and DUI. And you know what? I've got one ticket here and I was telling Brian about. I was on my phone. And I thought it was a good reason to be on my phone. But then I thought about all the other times I've been on my phone. So I've really gone to the hands-free. Linda's in her car, comes right through the car.
Yeah.
And so that she doesn't have to fool around with the phone. But if you've got a speaker on your phone, even then, reaching down to, hit accept on that is still you're taking your eyes off the road.
Yep. And it just takes a second for something to go wrong.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brian, thanks a lot for being here with
us. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm cutting Brian just a little bit short and because I want to go over the election results that we have here. So thanks a lot. Be safe out there. Tell your group, your pod, your Congress of motor officers.
Squad.
Be careful out there. What?
Squad.
The squad.
Yeah.
Okay. Be careful out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
No. I appreciate what you all do. We all do.
Thank you.
And that's one of the things I think is good for our officers, our law enforcement, is to have the community behind you.
100%.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian. Okay. Let's go over these election results real quick. With 100% in, we're talking local here now. Trump won with 68%, and Garvey won with 71%. Let me see. Doug LaMalfa won with 72%. That's with 100% of Shasta County. Now, Megan Daly won with 80%. Now, Tanessa and Heather with 100% in. Heather won Shasta County with 52%. Board of Education, it looks like Michael Orlicky won. And the Board of Education, the two, and it says for two, the two that have got a larger, the two larger ones are Jackie LaBeria, Jessica French, and Richard Gallardo. He's right in there, too. So they're close. Between Gallardo and French with 6 votes. So when you say, does my vote count? Yeah, your vote counts. And Governor Area 2, it looks like Teresa Roberts won big there. Okay, let me see. Go down here to... Yeah, so those are now, that's at the state level. So let's see what our local is. I have to go back another screen.
Do you have to pull up the local ones there, buddy?
I don't know if so many people are trying to go to the site, but I can't get it to come up.
Oh.
It's just spinning.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's why so many people are doing it. Okay. And this is for... Yeah, it doesn't have the city races in here, I don't think. Let me see if I can find it here. But, yeah, you can find it on the Shasta County.
Did you say Audette and Hadwick were...
No, Hadwick's leading, but the 100% of the... Okay, here it is. Full term for city council for the city of Reading, Paul DeNuca, 40%, almost 41%. Mike Littow, 20, almost 21%. Joshua Johnson, 17%. Dave Backus, 11%. And Ian Hill, 9%. So that's with 100% of the precincts reporting. So it looks like Paul DeNuca. Short term, it looks like Aaron Reznor pulled it off and beat Mark Mazzano and Anthony Spengler. And Gregory Robinette won this treasurer. Nobody was running against him. He got 100% of the votes. So, City of Shasta Lake, Daniel Ringswitzky, with 24% of the vote, is leading, and they're voting for three. Greg Watkins with 22%. He's number two. And number three would be right now Tony Coates at 16%. Of course, if you haven't seen it, Donald Trump is the newest president. Everybody have a great day. And keep checking on it. It's, you know, we're going to be talking about this. Not a lot, but some.